We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel. We were speaking about the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim, and Rav Nosson Zal continues on that topic. V'alkein oz niskachu bechoyrois litnum lakoyim. And this is why at that time when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, that's when Hashem sanctified the firstborn, the bechoyrois, to be given to the Koyim. Ki ha-koyein hu bechinas metzach ha-rotzoim, because the koyein represents the term that we used, metzach ha-rotzoim, which refers to one of the highest levels of holiness. We said that this is the source of all rotzoinos. It's called metzach ha-rotzoim, the forehead of rotzoim. Ki kol ha-koyhanim kedoshim b'kedushosoi shel Aaron, because we know that all the koyhanim receive holiness via Aaron HaKohen. And all of them have some of the holiness of Aaron HaKohen in them. We know that when the Kohanim Duchen, this is the bracha that they make, Asher Kedushono B'Kedushosoi Shel Aaron, Hashem has sanctified us with the holiness of Aaron HaKohen. Shenemar Boi, and we know the Torah says about Aaron HaKohen, who was the Kohen Godol, V'hoyo Al Mitzchoi L'Rotzoin, that he wore the tzitz on his forehead, this special plate, gold plate, that had on it the words Kodesh Lashem. It had Hashem's name on it. And the Pasuk says it will be on his forehead as an appeasement, as an atonement for Klal Yisrael. So we see that Aharon HaKohen is the Metzach HaRotzoin. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, all of the Kohanim have some of Aaron HaKohen in them. So Kohen in general is a concept of Metzach HaRotzoin. V'alkein ha-bechor shu-bechinas das tzrichim litnoi ulekashroi la-ha-kohen, and therefore the bechor, who we explained earlier, was the concept of das, because he's the first, and there's a pasuk reishis das, therefore the bechor has to be given and attached to the Kohen, Kedei sheyia hadas mekushor vekolul tomid bebechinas meitzach harotzoim, so that the das should always be attached and part of this meitzach harotzoim, shehu bechinas koyhein, which is the koyhein, kedei lekasher al yedei zeh kol harotzoinois b'shoyresh harotzoim kanal. Because by doing that, by connecting the das to the meitzach harotzoim, we facilitate all the ritzainos, all the individual ritzainos of everybody in the world, also being plugged in to this meitzach harotzoin, or shoyresh harotzoin as it's called, as we discussed previously. V'zeh b'chinas pidyon b'chor, and this is the concept of redeeming the b'chor, shetzrichim levdoisei b'kesef, whereby we redeem him with money. Because the money that we're giving to the Kohen to redeem this Bechor, this is a form of charity, Shehu Iker Hatikun, which Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran in Torah Daled, that this halach is based on. Rabbeinu Zal explained that the main tikkun for all the problems that Rabbeinu Zal discussed over there was tzedakah. Because as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, the main tikkun for the meitzach hanochosh and for the chayus rois hadorsim v'torafim, all the different problems we spoke about, is tzedakah. Shemesaken pegam nefilas hayomim shel azekenim sheinim koroi kanal. We mentioned earlier that tzedakah has the ability to correct the damage, the defect that's caused by people who get older and they don't add new das, new mitzvahs, in every day. V'alkein tzrichem liten apidyon shua tzedakah lahakoyen, and it's for this reason that we give this pidyon, which is a form of charity, to the koyen, ki hakoyen hu bechinas zokein digdusha, because the koyen represents a holy elder, the right kind of elder. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kashemen hatoiv al horoish, Yoyred al hazokon zekan Aaron, like the pure oil that's on the head that flows down onto the beard, the beard of Aharon HaKohen. So we see the term Zokein used by Aharon, by the Kohen. And here it's obviously Zokein de Gdusha, it's the right kind of Zokein. Bechinas Dikna de Kohana Rabba, as the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about the beard of the Kohen Godol, referring to, again, a very high level of holiness. Vahazokein de Gdusha, hu daiko tzorech lekabel kol hatzdokos shel Yisrael. And it's the holy elder, the Zokein of Kedusha, he's the one that needs to receive all the charities of Klal Yisrael. And when the tzedakah gets into his hands, that's the main tikkun. That's when we're able to defeat the metzach hanochosh, which draws energy and strength from the elders who are not adding kiddush and good things every day to their lives. Because when a person gives tzedakah to the wrong places, he gives tzedakah to elders, but elders who do not add Torah and mitzvahs every single day of their lives, and get holier and smarter as they get older, then he causes more, he increases the damage that these elders are causing every day of their life, that they don't add kiddush and everything. By giving them money, we make things worse. It makes the metzach hanochash even stronger. Since this person is giving power and life to these elders who are defective, these elders who are not doing the right thing with their lives, they're not using their lives to advance in das and Torah and mitzvahs. And with this, we can understand the famous tefillah that Yirmiyahu Hanavi was mispalil when he saw that the Jews were going very, very far against Hashem. He said to Hashem, "Be'es apcha, Hashem, when you're angry, asei bohem, do something to them." So the Gemara says, what was he referring to? Hachshilom ba'aniyim she'eino mehugonim. Make their charity go to the wrong places. See to it that their charity ends up in the hands of poor people who are not worthy of receiving charity. Rav Nosson says, who is he referring to? Shehem hazikenim hapigumim anal. He's talking about these elders who are pogum, who are not adding Torah and Das to their lives every day. We know everybody likes a nice old man. They see an old man, they like to help him and give money and etc., etc. But unfortunately, Rachmon Otzlan, even in the Jewish nation, there are older people today who, for whatever reason, some of them weren't educated, some of them were educated and they left, but some of them, unfortunately, Rachmon Otzlan, in their old age, are not doing anything constructive, anything positive with their time. They don't attend shiurim, they don't study Torah, they don't do mitzvahs. They're just, everything is in park. They're just waiting for the time to go by, watching the time pass, chas v'shalom. Waiting for the next meal, you know, that kind of thing, chas v'shalom. So a person supporting that kind of person, instead of supporting, tell me, you know, people who, despite their old age or as they get older, are doing more mitzvahs and more Torah and higher levels of das, that's a mistake. Vizehu, and this is why Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Be'es apcha, at your time of anger. Daiko, Rav Nosson says, look at the wording. Because we mentioned earlier, ki heim bebechinas af veroiges. Because these older people who do not add Torah and Das to their lives every day, they are the concept of anger. They're mean old people, Rachman al-Tzlan. Mean, grumpy, or chas v'shalom. Hepech ha-rotzoin, the opposite of rotzoin. Rotzoin means loving kindness, appeasement. Bechinas ktsar yomim, sva roiges. As the pasuk says, short days, satiated with anger, chas v'shalom. Because those people who don't lengthen their days with Torah and Das and mitzvahs, their days are referred to as short days because their days are empty. Their days are full of emptiness, chas v'shalom. Now comes the punchline. Al kein tzrichen levakesh me'oid me'Hashem yisborach, and it's for this reason that we need to beg Hashem a lot. Sheyizke shetagia hatzdoke sheloi lahazkenim digdusha, that our charity should reach the holy zakenim. Sheheim moisifim das ukedusha b'chol yom v'yom, people who add das and holiness every single day to their lives and to the Jewish people, to Klal Yisrael. V'oz daika, and when the tzedakah is given to the right place, nichna meitzach hanochosh, it brings about the defeat of the meitzach hanochosh. Me'achar shemagbir hazokein digdusha al hazakeinim de sitrachra, because you're strengthening the holy zokein over the other zakeinim, over the zakeinim who are not adding any holiness. V'yoz male kol hachius v'hayomim hanefulim shel hazakeinim hapigumim, and when a person gets stuck to the right zokein, to the right zakeinim, by doing that, we correct and we elevate all the days of these zakenim that are defective, all the days that are lives that were empty, that they didn't use properly. We effect a tikkun for all of those days. Shemehem hoya yinikas meitzach hanochosh. Those days were a source of nourishment for the nochosh, for the meitzach hanochosh. And by giving tzedakah to the right place, we correct that whole situation. Va'oz nichna meitzach hanochosh, and we bring about the defeat of the meitzach hanochosh. Umeir meitzach harotzoin, and the meitzach harotzoin shines brightly. V'nizgala, and it becomes revealed to everybody, shehakoil misnaheg beritzoin haboiris barashmoi, that everything that goes on is only through Hashem's will, through Hashem's divine supervision and will. And this is why when we redeem the Bechor, we do it with the Kohen, and we give the money to the Kohen. Because as we said earlier, the Kohen is a symbol of the Zokain of Kedusha. And he's the one who we need to give the Pidyon to. Pidyon is a form of Tzedakah. In order to bring about the downfall, the defeat of the Meitzach Hanochosh, kedei legalois harotzoin, and reveal and broadcast the rotzoin of Kedusha. V'al kein nikra pidyon, and Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also why we call this a pidyon, ki hu pidyon mamish, because this is actually a redemption. Shehu hamtokas hadin, and pidyon always refers to sweetening din. Ki mamtikin umevatlin toikev hadin varoiges, because we're sweetening and eliminating the severe din and anger that's caused by those zakenim who don't fill their days with das and Torah. Bechinas meitzach hanochosh, the source of nourishment for the meitzach hanochosh. Shu bechinas ktsar yomim svaroiges, as the pasuk says, short days, meaning empty days, filled with anger. Umeirin umamshichin heores harotzoin, and we cause the light of rotzoin to shine brightly. Shehu rachamim vechasodim gedolim, which is kindness, tremendous kindness. Because through this process of giving tzedakah to the right places and being mamtik v'dinim, through this we cause Hashem to run the world with kindness. As the pasuk says, the world will be built with chesed. And as the pasuk says, which we mentioned in the previous year, that there'll come a time in the future when you won't have to work the land, others will take care of your fields and your vineyards, and you, the Jewish people, will be a nation of priests. What do you mean? Meaning we won't have to go to work. We will have Hashem's chesed will sustain us. We won't have to do anything. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we give this pidyon to the Kohen, these five shkolim, that we give for the pidyon abchor.